This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Rihanna announced she's headlining the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show by posting a photo of herself holding a football. Roc Nation, who has helped produce the halftime show over the past few years, and the NFL both tweeted the same image, writing, "Let's go," with the hashtag 57. But will halftime just end up being a Fenty lingerie show? Hope so. Shakira will stand trial in her $14 million tax evasion case as prosecutors have been allowed to pursue further legal action. The singer, who faces an 8-year sentence plus a large fine if found guilty of not paying taxes from 2012 to 2014, denies any wrongdoing. Maybe they should put her hips on the stand because... oh, never mind. Post Malone had to go to the hospital after experiencing a stabbing pain on the right side of his body. The injury appears related to the fall he took on stage during a concert a week before, where he tripped into an uncovered hole that had been used to lower equipment below the stage. Luckily, he was able to resume his tour after a few days in hospital and some weed. 40 members of the crew on Olivia Wilde's new movie Don't Worry Darling have spoken out to dispute the gossip surrounding on-set unrest during the production of the film starring Harry Styles, Florence Pugh, and Chris Pine. Allegedly, there was an on-set screaming match between Wilde, who directed as well as co-starred, and Pugh, the female lead. Fake news. Foo Fighters leader Dave Grohl once again put together an incredible group of superstars to pay tribute to the band's late drummer Taylor Hawkins. This time it was in LA at the Forum. Singer Pink nailed the Heart classic Barracuda along with Heart guitarist Nancy Wilson. Original Heart singer Ann Wilson stayed home with a box of Pop-Tarts. Adam Levine and Maroon 5 performed at the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation's annual fundraising gala in Las Vegas. Instagram model Sumner Stroh says she had an affair with Levine for nearly a year, and four other women have since come forward, claiming that the singer had been sexting with them. Some of those texts are now hilarious memes. Oh, Adam. The award-winning Netflix drama The Crown has been on many people's minds since the death of Queen Elizabeth II, with viewers interested in learning what the next season of the show may include. The series has consistently been one of the most watched TV shows on Netflix. Season 5 is set to premiere on November 9th, so grab some scones with jam and tea. Rapper Coolio died of a heart attack while visiting a friend in LA. He was 59. No drugs or drug paraphernalia were present. He was best known for the number one hits Fantastic Voyage and Gangster's Paradise, which was the theme song for the 1995 film Dangerous Minds, starring Michelle Pfeiffer. R.I.P. Coolio. Shawn Mendes, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, and more are on the soundtrack to the upcoming animated movie Lyle Lyle Crocodile. Mendes, who is credited on 8 tracks, is also joined by co-stars Constance Wu and Javier Bardem. The full soundtrack will be available on October 7th, the same day as the film's official premiere. Hey, I thought Shawn was exhausted.
Idiot of the Week!
Alec Baldwin is a father of 8. The actor, 64, and wife Hilaria, 38, have welcomed a daughter named Hilaria. The Baldwins posted, quote, "Her Baldwinito siblings are so excited. We are overjoyed to introduce you to our tiny dream come true," unquote. Number 8? Idiot.
Halsey reveals she sometimes wonders if she chose the wrong life after confessing about feeling a deep sadness. On Instagram, she wrote, "I find that often there's a deep sadness inside me that no amount of worldly pleasure can touch, a loneliness, an emptiness." Halsey added that she's full of self-loathing over it. Okay, well, McDonald's is hiring. Andor, the fourth Star Wars series to premiere on Disney Plus, was shot on location using fully constructed sets. The first three series, including The Mandalorian, used a breakthrough soundstage technology called The Volume to create artificial environments. Fans are already saying how much Andor's world looks stunning. Check it out, and may the Force be with you. Sylvester Stallone and wife Jennifer Flavin have decided to reconcile a month after the former model filed for divorce. A spokesperson said, quote, "They decided to meet at their home where they talked and were able to work out their differences. They are both extremely happy," unquote. Well, it's great to know that their relationship is no longer rocky. Metallica will perform a tribute concert on November 6th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida, to honor Johnny and Marsha Zazula, the founders of their original label, Megaforce Records. The group will perform songs from their early years of 1983 and 84. The Zazulas, who were well-respected in the metal scene, both recently passed away. Nice tribute.
The Trash Bin.
Ryan Grantham, whose credits include Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Riverdale, has been sentenced to life in prison for the slaying of his mother. The actor, 24, confessed on his own GoPro camera after the 2020 incident, saying, quote, "I shot her in the back of the head. In the moments after, she would have known it was me," unquote. Nice son.
The news wrap-up.
Apple issued an iPhone update to fix shaking camera and hard reset bugs. Meta is making it easier to switch between Facebook and Instagram accounts. 8 states have filed an enforcement action against crypto lending platform Nexo. The IRS is chasing U.S. taxpayers who fail to pay taxes on cryptocurrency transactions. You can run, but you can't hide, people.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Smile is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
It's Bad Bunny again with Un Verano Sin Ti.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy is still the best-selling nonfiction book.
Grammy Award winner Sam Smith's newest collab with Kim Petras, Unholy, has taken over TikTok. Smith teamed up with Petras, a German pop artist whose debut single, I Don't Want It At All, topped several musical charts on Spotify back in 2017. The lyrics of the new duet weave a narrative about infidelity and an illicit affair, with Petras playing the part of the other woman. The video was first teased last month on TikTok, and it got 29 million views, and hundreds of thousands of users quickly created Unholy videos of their own. And we love it too. Here is Sam Smith featuring Kim Petras with the song of the week, Unholy.
Lucky, lucky girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
That was Sam Smith featuring Kim Petras with the song of the week, Unholy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.